I'm going to speak to Anthony Hawley.
Speaking.
Mr. Hawley, this is Will Gomez from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us out, Mr. Hawley?
Yeah, I've only got a couple minutes. I am literally eating my dinner right now.
Oh, I apologize about that. I'm going to try to be very, very brief. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
Everyone in my household never missed a vote since 1972.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as white Anglo, African American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mix?
African American.
African American. Thank you so much. Next. What is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
70.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting an abortion rights, reproductive rights, 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Thank you. Eliminating food deserts in our communities?
Repeat the question.
Eliminating food deserts in our communities?
Three. I'm fortunate enough where I live, we don't have deserts. We have grocery stores everywhere. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy?
6.
Okay, thank you so much. Next. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Substantially worse.
Worse, okay. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are getting better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Worse.
Thank you. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to 2: opioids and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, alcohol, cigarettes.
Drugs of any kind.
Of any kind. If you had to choose, will you say that opioid and fentanyl or crack, heroin?
I am not learned enough to know because I don't cater to drugs of any kind.
Okay, I understand. So for you, is it okay if I mark the first 2?
If it's okay for what?
If it's okay with you, if I mark the first 2 options.
And the first 2 options again were?
Opioid and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next. I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who cannot or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
I disagree. I think it should be a matter of responsibility.
Okay, somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'd like for you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Not familiar.
Okay, oral nicotine pouches?
Not familiar.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Certainly, I'm not familiar.
Thank you so much. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, would you say that is the primary? What would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more education in the anti-tobacco advertising, cost of smoking has gone up, or more government restrictions and bans?
In order, cost and education.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to read to you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. First statement, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. Second statement, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for nearly 30 million Americans who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing and able to quit entirely. Which statement do you agree with most, the first or second?
First statement, statement one.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thanks so
what,
much.
What we need to do as people is educate ourselves of our risk.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much for that comment. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
It's probably more harmful because you're in a micro or a less of a particulate, which means it's going to absorb into your lungs at a faster rate.
So it's like a much more harmful method, correct?
I would say more harmful, yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate our adult patients who smoke about free products. Smoke-free products.
Strongly agree about finishing the statement.
Okay, thank you. Next, let's be clear when we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. 0 to 10.
I agree. Make it an
strongly,
8.
An 8. Okay, thank you. When someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using other drugs like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their lives. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the signs that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage.
A 6.
Okay, thank you so much. Next. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot and won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you agree or disagree?
Hey,
no, do you agree or disagree with that one?
I still think there's a personal responsibility.
Okay.
If you ask me on a scale of 1 to 10, it's on you. You got to make your own choice.
Yeah. The choices are either you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you so much. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Not burnt tobacco products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
You are a very healthy person. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school, some college grad, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Associate's degree.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Do you consider yourself wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Working class, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Certainly urban.
Urban, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not as strong?
Indeed.
Democrat.
Strong or not as strong?
I'm just a Democrat. I pay attention to everybody's.
Okay, no problem. And back in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And in the 2024 election for president, we're held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump. Who would you vote for, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Then that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, Mr. Halley.
All right. You have a great evening.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Halley.